how the queen of a little foreign country once visited the USA. She was traveling incognito, expecting more fun that way. Now the women in this queen's country was a remote little isle. Dressed in a novel manner, they followed the masculine style. They wore trousers and shirts and a collar, and similar mannish attire. So when the gal was going out formal, she looked like a page from Esquire. So dressed in her native fashion while here in the USA, the queen one evening by accident was strolling through the YMCA. She didn't know what she was doing as she walked up and down the floors, but she got some interesting glimpses through those partly open doors. Many of the boys invited her in for a cigarette or a chat. When she tried to explain that she was a queen, Mary, they screamed at that. She learned some interesting customs she could not quite identify, and then she continued her stroll once more through the halls of the local Y. The queen glanced into the steam room through a door that was made of glass, and the sights that greeted her made her decide that she'd never seen quite so much class. It reminded the queen of her harem at home, but after watching a while, she decided that this harem scarum had her harem beat by a mile. The locker room was next intrigued her, with the boys getting ready to swim. She aroused no excitement, for still in her clothes, the boys simply thought she was a him. But the queen was so excited and warmish with the swimmers around the pool, she decided to go for a swim herself. The water looked so pleasant and cool. So she loosened the belt of her trousers and started to take off her clothes. And when they saw that the queen was really a girl, Mary, what a clamor arose. They hustled her off of the premises with many a violent cry. To think that a girl, though she was a queen, should darken the doors of the wives. The poor little queen was embarrassed at this undignified heave-ho. She thought that a queen would be welcome wherever she wanted to go. And although this happened sometime in the past, they remember with zest today the time the boys were really upset by a queen in the YMCA.